every Stars home game, it's the Dallas Stars postgame show with Bob and Dan. Live from the Miller Lite Sky Bar at the AAC on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Oh, you don't share Buck's enthusiasm for this thing?
Come on, man. One question, a little honesty. That's all we're asking for. Just gather everybody up and at one time, just lay it all out and then go, that's all I'm saying. I appreciate it. Let's move forward.
All right, 4:34 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, don't forget, Hummer Ticket Stock 04 comes up this weekend out at the Plano Center. It starts tomorrow. Going to be a very, very big day out there. Doors will open at 5. We will have midget wrestling at 7:30, and then the time wasters at 8:30. Saturday, the doors will open at 10 a.m., and the autograph thing will be done by Antonio Bryant, Dan Campbell, Brendan Morrow, and Aaron Downey. And then on Sunday, doors open at noon, and Jim McMahon will be there, along with Josh Howard, and Cowboys cheerleaders and Desperados dancers will all be there. So come see us at Ticket Stock. Right now, time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets tonight. Or actually, yes, tonight.
Yeah, tonight. Tarrant County Convention Center.
Right. Kid Rock at the Tarrant County Convention Center tonight, along with Puddle of Mud.
That's who it is. Puddle of Mud. By the way, Kevin and Scott and I are going, and we got our tickets at Texas Tickets.
Oh, you're going, huh?
Yep.
So we can expect a Kid Rock show review.
You can.
I'll see y'all there.
Tomorrow, huh?
You're not going.
Yeah, I am too.
Cora. Well,
okay.
You'll Kevin see. Scott.
Friday at Billy Bob's, John Michael Montgomery. Grego?
Grego.
And why are you wearing sunglasses
all of a sudden? I will come take those off your face and break them.
Why?
If you don't take them off right now.
Now I'm going to do the whole segment in sunglasses.
I can't take you seriously in sunglasses.
Why? Is this not a good look for me in sunglasses, Rons?
Well, no, it's fine, but we're inside, Grego.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
You're not playing the World Series of Poker.
214-696.
Kevin Healy sent me some nice sunglasses, and I thought I need to put them on. Okay.
All right.
Well, let me try them on.
They're great, man. Those are some of the best sunglasses I've ever seen.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality whose stories are being previewed by Danny now to make sure that they stay within guidelines, whatever those might be. Here is Cobra.
Thank you.
Hello, Cobra.
Hello. By the way, this segment is dedicated to our good friend Robert Wolanski. So a hearty yo Semite.
Aren't those great rhymes?
To Robert.
Boy, these are. I like
those. Aren't those great?
Yeah.
You can have them. I'm going to let you have those.
Really?
I'm going to give those to you. I'm giving them to you. They're yours. They're yours.
Wow,
they're yours.
Robert, who could die at any minute.
Why?
Of what, a bald head?
Any of us could die. I'm just saying.
Well, then why are you saying that?
Look out for him.
Don't bad vibe Robert Wolanski.
I'm not. There's going to be a movie edition of Sex and the City.
Well, they're going to sell one ticket.
To whom?
To me, because I'll go. That's a good show.
Is it?
Yes, it's a great show. I don't care what any of y'all say. It's a good show. It's very realistic, too, and this Sunday is the season finale, the series finale.
It is not realistic.
Right, and the...
You guys don't want to believe it is, but it is.
The big question is, will Sarah Jessica Parker's character move back to New York, or will she stay in Paris with her sensitive ponytailed Parisian boyfriend?
No, he's Russian.
Whatever.
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
That's her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the real question is, will she return to New York, or will she star in the remake of Gus? Because she's got a mule head.
Ooh, Grego just came in to punch you. Not allowed to say that on the air.
I forgot.
I think he's going to punch you.
Yeah, you're the one that takes it.
Oh, that's right.
Don't punch me. Don't. You punch me, you're in trouble. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
That's
a tough one, too.
The hammer.
That was a hell of a punch, too.
Are you okay?
I bet Gus kicks about as hard as that.
Oh, God.
Don't punch me again.
Oh, no.
You better tell your cronies to shut up.
You guys shut up. Leave the mule kicking to me.
You know who I just thought of?
Who?
The former Reds great Gus Bell.
Oh, gosh.
You know who my favorite director is?
If you say it, you're getting punched. If you say it, you're getting punched. I'm telling you right now.
Kevin
just
said his name.
That's okay. Kevin can say it.
Well, he just said
it. But if you say it, you're getting punched.
Okay.
You're dying to say it.
He wants to say it so bad.
He wants to say it.
I don't want to say it.
It's just a matter of, does he want to say it too bad, or does he want to get punched?
It's the guy who directed whatever that movie was that I liked. There's going to be
some... What was his name? Smartass?
Gus Van Sant.
Oh,
geez. Come on! Don't hit me! God!
Oh, they're fighting! Corby hit him back.
Didn't even phase the hammer.
Not at all.
It's like thumping an ox. Didn't even feel it.
Yeah, it's like going up and thumping an armadillo.
Or a mule.
What kind of mule?
Field goal kicking mule.
Oh, man.
You're going to have a bruise, man.
I will not have a bruise. I don't bruise. I'm Indian.
Snake.
This is a story that's of particular interest to you, Michael, because when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class is inducted, the 2004 class, some of your heroes will be doing the introductions.
Is that right?
Yes.
And who might that be?
When Jackson Brown gets introduced,
Florida.
Bruce Springsteen will do the introductions.
All right. The great Bruce Springsteen.
Danny.
Michael.
Corby. When Traffic gets introduced, Dave...
Stick it up your tailpipe!
Dave Matthews will do the honors.
Great.
And when George Harrison gets introduced, Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne will do the introductions.
Oh,
well, doesn't
nice.
That make sense? That makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they were all big buddies.
Yeah.
Hey, they were in the Traveling Wilburys. Hi, I'm Jeff Lynne of ELO.
When Prince gets inducted, Outkast will do the introductions. Interesting?
Why is Prince in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? He's not rock and roll.
Sure he is.
Sure he's not.
Rock and roll in the broader sense, Grego.
He plays a hell of an electric guitar,
Greg. So you're
Greg.
Saying that Purple Rain, that whole Purple Rain album is not rock and roll?
Let's Go Crazy's not rock and roll?
That is really
yeah, maybe it is.
Solid
1999 is not rock and roll. Little Red Corvette's not rock and roll.
Maybe it is.
And when ZZ Top gets inducted, Grego.
Not really sure they can be in the Hall of Fame, to be honest with you.
The gator that gnawed off Charlie Daniels' leg will introduce them.
They're not going in, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Gator.
See, they're not Hall of Fame worthy.
ZZ Top?
I don't think so. I mean, I like them.
Gator.
And I think they're good, but I don't think they're Hall of Fame worthy.
Man, you have turned your back on one of the icons of your
youth. I have not turned my back on them. I'm realistic. I mean, they're good, and I like them, but I don't think they're Hall of Fame. I mean, I like Rusty Greer, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well,
you know what? Woo. Neither does he.
The hammer.
Yeah, I do, too. First ballot, in fact.
Oh, come on.
This is a kick to the balls for me, because when ZZ Top gets enshrined, Keith Richards will introduce them.
Why?
Does Keith Richards even know who they are?
I don't know.
Keith Richards doesn't know who Charlie Watts is.
He's been playing with him for 40 years.
And Traffic will perform at the event. As will Bob Seger.
Oh, God.
Does he get paid every time Like a Rock is played for the Chevy commercials?
Depends on...
Like a Rock! You know that one at the end of the commercial?
Depends on if he got a one-time lump sum or if he's got residuals.
If he gets residuals off that, he gets paid...
A lot.
1,000 times a day. Shows on...
Well, if he got a one-time lump sum, I'll bet that was pretty sizable, too.
Yeah.
Probably so.
I bet if it is a one-time deal... I bet every time he sees it, it galls the hell out of him.
This is the most bizarre story. The Tonight Show...
This is crazy.
...has hired Stuttering John from the Howard Stern Show, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He will replace longtime announcer Ed Hall, who's leaving the show after 12 years to pursue an acting career. So Stuttering John is now the announcer for The Tonight Show. He starts March the 29th.
He's also going to be their yuck monkey.
They say that he'll be doing interviews, but not the type of interviews he did for The Stern Show.
That's the only type of interview he knows how to do.
They say that they were impressed. Leno, in particular, was impressed with the way he acted on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, one of those reality shows. It was on, like, WB or something like that. They said that he was a peacemaker and a family guy, and that's the kind of guy they wanted to hire for their show.
And you know they're just paying him a you-know-what load of money to do this.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
That means good for him.
The guy who started out as an intern on that show. And
I don't even think he was an intern. I think he was just a guy they found out on the street.
No, he was an intern.
I always like Stuttering John.
Yeah, there's nothing
always
wrong
like
with the
them
guy.
All. Him, Jackie,
is
Baba
Jackie,
Booey,
is
Fred.
Is Jackie back with him?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I haven't listened to that show in a long time, man.
I miss Jackie.
Yeah, when they lost Jackie, they lost something.
They don't have Fred anymore either, do they?
They
what?
Don't?
Do
Fred's
they?
Fred's gone?
Well, who's the guy that's running the board back there? That
I don't know.
Curly-haired dude that's kind of fat? Arnie? Or Artie?
Turley?
Artie...
Expo.
Oh, Artie Lang?
Expo.
Yeah. I don't think he's running the board.
Artie's their yuck monkey now.
Yeah, but he's not running the board. He just sits back there and has an open mic.
Well, I don't see Fred on there anymore.
Oh, you mean on the TV show?
Yeah.
On E!
No, maybe he's not.
Didn't he threaten to quit? No, that was another guy.
Boy, his show used to be so good.
That always threatened him to quit. And he finally did. Who was that? Was it Jackie?
Yeah, Jackie.
God, that show used to be awesome.
He was always griping about money.
So
and he quit.
Finally yeah, what's he doing now?
Selling his joke CDs.
Yeah, writing jokes for Shecky Green.
By the way, Richard Hunter called and said that Bob Seger gave that song to gave away that song for free, that Like a Rock song, to help the automotive workers.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
That's the dumbest move he ever made.
Ever. Ever.
Oh, my God.
He's a charitable guy, maybe.
A funny story from the Johnny Cash camp. His classic song, Ring of Fire.
You heard this?
Yeah.
Some company wanted to use it in a commercial, and the product they were pitching was a hemorrhoid relief product.
I heard about it.
And it burns.
A ring of fire.
They should have let him do it. They should have let him use it.
Roseanne Cash says, we would never allow the song to be demeaned like that. I guess the co-writer, Merle Kilgore. June Carter wrote that, along with this guy named Merle Kilgore, who is now Hank Williams Jr. manager. Said that Merle started talking about this moronic tie-in without talking to any of us. The song is about the transformative power of love, and that's what it has always meant to me. And that's what it will always mean to the Cash children. Not ass pain.
It doesn't say that.
I added that. Ass.
Pain.
By the way, Paris Hilton's filmmaking sex buddy, Rick Solomon, he says that he has sold those tapes at $50 a pop, the sex tapes, 50,000 of them a day for the last 5 days.
So he sold 250,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At $50 a pop.
That's not bad. What is that, 2.5? No, that's not right.
No, it's 10? It's 25 million, isn't it?
No.
250,000 times 50?
Hey, don't look at me. I can't do arithmetic.
10 million, isn't it?
No.
Somebody get a calculator out.
We'll have one.
It's not like we don't have like 9 degrees between us. We can't come and figure out what that is. Of course, I took no math at TCU. Not one class.
How did
not
you get away
one,
with that?
Not one class of math.
Are you serious?
None. Zero.
And
I took general math at El Centro and it transferred.
General math.
Yep.
Now, how high did that get up in the math world?
It got up to about, I don't know, 150.
When you transferred into UTA, they accepted that?
They sure did.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm saying, did it... What do you mean, 150?
There are no numbers over 150 anywhere in there.
That's not true. Not a college-level class.
Did it get up to, like, geometry?
No.
Algebra?
I doubt it. It was a long time ago.
Long division?
Transferred in?
Yeah.
So if we look at your transcripts, we're going to see General Matt.
Yep, you sure are.
So like what? Long division and
multiplication tables.
That's as high as it got. So you took a college class that was a third grade level class.
Basically, yeah.
He's made $12.5 million.
$12.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Who? I already forgot.
Rick Solomon.
Oh yeah.
Well, if he's done that after 5 days, he may make that $30 million.
He said up to $100 million.
Well, he said between 30 and 60.
30 and 100 is what he said yesterday.
He's
can
almost,
do it.
He's almost halfway there to 30.
He's well on his way.
Hey, I'd like to help the guy. Go to trustfundkids.com or something like that.
Trust Fund Girls.
Trustfundgirls.com.
There's not many stupid people that would pay that kind of money for
I bet Big Dick's paid for it.
He did. He bought it.
You're kidding.
No. He came up here yesterday and said he bought it.
Well, I want to see it.
Well, he's got it. Do we have time for one more or do we got to go?
It's 4:50,
hurry.
Corby.
Okay, we got to go.
Take care, Snake. All right, coming up next, a baseball catfight broke out in the Northeast yesterday. Few things are more amusing than this. We'll take a look at it next.